Good evening, and welcome to Thursday Night Mission. I'm Beacon, your host and guide from the stormy airways to the solid streets of San Rafael. Come join us for an hour live. Beacon Spotlight tonight is going to be on a good friend and fellow bandmate, Mr. Wright, working in Sidewalk Sideshow with me and several other projects. Mr. Wright will be enjoying some solid footing here in our Mission City. We'll come back just in a moment to get the show started.
Your face, your voice, your clothing, let's just say, I love it all. Every little trait, however small, makes my very flesh begin to crawl with simple utter loathing. Strange exhilaration in such total detestation. It's so pure, so strong. Though I do admit it came on fast, still I do believe that it can last. And I will be loathing, loathing you my whole life long.
Giggle, Linda, you are just too good. How do you stand it? I don't think I could. She's a terror.
And welcome again. Tonight, I'll be doing a reading for you from Rumi. I've got some announcements for you here on Thursday Night Mission. And then I'll be doing a bit of an interview with Jay, founder and lead member of the band Mr. Wright. Got some calendar shows for you. And we're going to play some live music, both at the first part of the hour here and the second part of the hour before we go. And finally, I'll wrap things up for you and send you back out into the storm. Tonight on Thursday Night Mission, my mission is to keep you safe and set my bearing on a trajectory towards local people and places. Live music tonight will be recorded right here in the studio in San Rafael, California, at Dominican University. My latitude here is nice and mellow. We're going to be having some guitar work and some singing. I hope you're able to sit back, put on some headphones, and really enjoy the sound quality from the studio here. First, let me get some announcements out to you. Here at Dominican University, coming up this weekend, we have a couple of events you might be interested in. We've got the Forms and Structure Botanic Art Exhibition. The art exhibitions are almost always in the science floor on the first floor of the building, and you can go browse the cases, enjoy photographs and other artwork that are there. We've also got a Muslim Student Association prayer event coming on 1:30 tomorrow. 1:30 p.m., and that's in the St. Catherine Benacasa Chapel. Coming up later in the weekend on Saturday, we have some San Rafael music shows coming up. I'm seeing February 18th, Local Music Vibe is advertising some great shows to come by. The Gators at 6 p.m. has no cover. This is at the No Name Bar in Sausalito, and they are probably going to, knowing the No Name, they're probably going to be running fairly late into the evening. Invites to events, looking at the Facebook. We have the Tom Finch Group coming up at Perry's in Fairfax tomorrow night, Friday, at 9:30 p.m. Tom Finch has got a bunch of special guests here, and I believe he's got a new lineup in his band, too. His music is always excellent, so I'm looking forward to attending. We also have, at the Nickel Rose in San Rafael, Music. Now, that's with a Q, M-U-S-I-Q, with Self Diggy and Frankie Fresh Forever. This is a free event. It's a bar and grill. So there's no cover to come in. I believe you just have to make sure that you're legal age to be in a venue that serves alcohol. And it's a nice, tight, cozy place that you'll enjoy right there on 3rd and B Street in San Rafael. So come check out Musique Wednesday the 15th. Hey, wait, did that happen yesterday? Sorry about that. Later this week, Saturday, 6:30, Mardi Gras in Point Reyes. Now, Mardi Gras in Point Reyes, I believe, is an annual event. It's happening in Point Reyes Station, California. It is a PTSA fundraiser and community celebration of Mardi Gras, associated, I think, only loosely with the New Orleans-style Mardi Gras that we all know so well. Come join your community. It's a family-friendly event and a fundraiser. It's got great live music, again with the Tom Finch Group, the Hog Island Howlers, Jambalaya, and they'll be dancing, crafts, and more. And to quote their event, bring your mama and dem. So I'm sitting here with Mr. Wright. It's good to see him come all the way up here for Thursday Night Mission. And are you on? All right.
Oh, yes, there I am.
Here you.
Yes, it's good to be back up here. Good to be back with familiar faces. Not that everyone else is bad, but, you know, gotta love my tribe.
It's a great place here. That's why I focused Thursday Night Mission on San Rafael and the surrounding communities. We have a really strong community here with a lot of layers and really a lot of history, not just old history in the last decades and couple of centuries, but history just in the past few years. So many things are happening in our community. And although you're not currently living in San Rafael, you have lived here for some time.
Yeah, from 2004, I actually moved to Villa Real, if anyone who lives up in that area is listening. Moved there January 2nd of 2004. And I left for like 6 months here, 4 months there, you know, traveling and stuff. But I always came back. And minus that short time and when I just recently moved to another part of the Bay, it's been ever since. And look at me now. I'm nice. Back again.
Regular California boy. Yeah, myself as well. I've moved around quite a bit, but I always come right back here. And San Rafael has been my hometown more than any other where I was born or raised. So you've got some music you want to play for us tonight.
I do.
Good, good. I see you brought your guitar. What's the name of this guitar?
This is Cecilia.
Cecilia.
She's a Seagull. Seagull made. For anyone who may not know about Seagull, this is a Godin issue handcrafted masterpiece.
Cedar. She's a beauty. She's got a beautiful SGGT. Voice too. Well, let's listen to Cecilia and some of your great voice too. What are you going to play for us first?
Well, let's see. What do I want my first radio broadcast song to be? Maybe something a little uplifting, like 8,000 Yesterdays?
A favorite for sure, 8,000 Yesterdays.
Pardon the new string.
No problem. Sounds great.
8,000 Yesterdays Ago by Mr. Wright. Yesterdays ago, I felt so old and So bold yet still weak in my knees, oh. Yesterday's ago, did I even know what I was to become? No, 'cause I was too young and dumb. $800 million yesterday's ago. Even know wrong from right, black from white. No, 'cause maybe up was down and blue was brown, maybe black was blue, maybe dead was me and you. Did I even think the song through? 'Cause I can't rhyme like that, I don't do scat. Billy up, bop, dude up, dab. Hey, can you guess my name? Yesterday's ago, I felt so old, so bold, uncontrollable. Can you guess my name? Life's not a game. Can you guess my name?
Let's see. Frank? No. Oh, yeah, Mr. Right. Thank you.
It's Rumpelstiltskin.
All right, you can move the weaving loom over there. How did you, what was the inspiration for writing this song?
Ah, wow. You know, this is actually one of the funniest stories that I get to tell, because this song is probably the darn happiest song that I have in my repertoire. And it came about one night when my inspiration was not coming from a happy place.
Oh.
And, well, you know, musician's curse. But I'm sitting there on 4th and A outside of the, I think that's the First Republic Bank.
Right here downtown in San Rafael in our Mission City.
Yep. This song was written in San Rafael. I was sitting there and just kind of playing around with some chords from an old tune that I had written, I'd say probably about 2004, 2005.
Wow.
That has the same... You know. And it just... Well... Actually, it was my friend Damien coming and sitting down, and he cheered me up. And some guy tried to come by and con us both out of some money. Like,
right.
Oh, because, you know,
as will happen.
Plays and sings too.
Mm-hmm.
So someone you might want to think about having on the show.
See if I can find him and bring him here on Thursday Night Mission. Thank you for listening to Thursday Night Mission here every 9 to 10 p.m. Thursday night. I am Beacon, your host, here on world-famous Penguin Radio. That's radio.dominican.edu. I'm here again with Mr. Wright. We're going to play another song from him in just a minute. First, I wanted to let you all know that there is support for this broadcast. There is a podcast being recorded now that you can find on the webpage. Go click right through the portal at Dominican Radio. You'll see the menu there. There's a button on the top for listening live, which you've probably found if you're hearing my voice. And it's also available on mobile down at the bottom of the menu. There's also a podcast link. You look around and you'll find a lot of other great shows by other student DJs here, as well as our sports casts, which are broadcast from our volleyball and several other events. To find online support, go to blogspot.com. This address specifically is Thursday Night Mission at blogspot.com, and that is all one word, Thursday Night Mission. There you'll find handy links as well as some articles that I put up to support the show. And tonight I'll be uploading some articles about Mr. Wright here so that you can get a little more information on him. I'm also using Facebook to get the word out about Thursday Night Mission. So if you're Facebook and you enjoy it, type into the search bar Thursday Night Mission and you will find the event that I'm updating every week.
You know, you mentioned Facebook. Mr. Wright has a Facebook musicians page.
Oh, he does. Why don't you give us your address there.
It's actually Mr. Wright, R-I-G-H-T. You know, everything's all capital. It's got the period after the R and Mr., you know. I did notice roughly a week or so after I started that page, all of a sudden there was a Mr. Wright Chinese food, Mr. Wright this, Mr. Wright that. A couple guys started changing their name to, well, I'm Mr. Wright.
Is that kind of like naming your business double A1, so it's at the beginning of the listing in the yellow pages?
Yeah, something like that. It's just my last name, so, you know.
So take a look at, if you're a Facebook fan, if you got an account, or even if you just want to look and browse around it on a friend's account, come check out Thursday Night Mission. And check out Mr. Wright. And we've still got a few minutes left before our break at the middle of the hour. So let's hear another song from you.
Okay, let's see. What do I... Oh, that poster's signed by Barry?
I know, it's a great studio, isn't it?
Wow, this is a really nice studio.
It is. It's a pleasure being here. And it's a pleasure sharing this time with all of you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure for me to be here, too.
Should we go upbeat and popular? Are you ready for R?
Ooh. Well, let's see. Yeah. You know what? Might just do it. This be an old Seder song out of Belfast.
Traditional. But a new take on Drunken Sailor. The tame version, of course.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah.
What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor? Lie in the morning. Throw him in the brig with the captain's daughter. Lock him in the brig with the captain's daughter. Lock him in the tail and get him a charter. Lie in the morning. Sway him up, she rises. Sway him up, she rises. Way heaven up she rises, her lie in the morning. Mm-hmm.
the captain's daughter. McGill Holland in cold water, hanging from the yard on Tilly's taller. Early in the morning, we heave up, she rises. We heave up, she rises. Heave-ho and up, he rises. Early in the morning.
Come on, Grant, I miss your little calls.
What do you do with the drunken sailor? What do you do with the drunken sailor? What do you do with the drunken sailor? Early in the morning.
Throw in the brig with the captain's daughter. Or open in the brig, captain's daughter. Just keel haul him, throw him on over.
Early in the morning. So we heave and off she rises. We heave and off she rises. We heave and off she rises. High in the morning.
So what do you do with the drunken sailors? What do you do with the drunken sailors? What do you do with this drunken sailor?
Heard I in the morning.
Keel haul us in cold water. Yanks from the yard on till we're taller. Slug us in the brig with the captain's daughter.
Heard I in the morning. So we heave up, we're rising. We heave up, we're rising. We heave up, we're rising. Heard I in the morning. We heave up, we're rising. In the morning, we heave and up we rise, and we heave up we rise, and we heave and up we rise, early in the morning.
Ram.
Oops. Beautiful. We're gonna take a quick break here. Thank you for listening to Thursday Night Mission with Beacon and my guest, Mr. Wright, only on radio.dominican.edu.
And let me live again.
Don't wish it away, don't look at it like it's forever. Between you and me, I could honestly say that things can only get better. Before you and me run to the place in our hearts where we hide. And I guess that's why they call it the blues. Time on my hands could be time spent with you. Loving like children. Just here in the space, picture my
my face in your hands. Live for each second without hesitation, and never forget I'm your man. Wait on me, girl. Cry in the night if it helps. But more than ever, I simply love you more than I love life itself.
Listening to Thursday Night Mission with Beacon, only on world famous Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
You thought it was over. And we're back with Thursday Night Mission. Thank you for tuning in. Keep you safe from the storm. I will have to send you back out into it, but before we do, we're going to have a little more time with Mr. Wright here on this lovely Thursday night. Now, it's been a little rainy and cold up here, wherever you happen to be listening, but not so bad. It is, after all, sunny California. I generally focus on local people, places, and programs going on here. And I've got some great programs coming up in the next few weeks, focusing on the Marin Interfaith Street Chaplaincy, as well as focus on some other guests that have been part of Sidewalk Sideshow Productions. I always like to do a reading, and I'm going to do another reading from Rumi this week. This poem is one of the shorter ones and easier to digest without sitting and reading it over and over. I hope you enjoy it. It's called Unmarked Boxes. Don't grieve. Anything you lose comes around in another form. The child weaned from the mother's milk now drinks wine and honey mixed. God's joy moves from unmarked box to unmarked box, from cell to cell, as rainwater down into the flowerbed. as roses up from the ground. Now it looks like a plate of rice and fish. Now a cliff covered with vines. Now a horse being saddled. It hides within these, till one day it cracks them open. Part of the self leaves the body when we sleep, and changes shape. You might say, last night, I was a cypress tree, a small bed of tulips, a field of grapevines. Then the phantasm goes away. You're back in your room. I don't want to make anyone fearful. Here's what's behind what I say. Ta-tum-tum, ta-tum, ta-ta-dum. There's a light gold of wheat in the sun, and the gold of bread made from that wheat. I have neither. I'm only talking about them. As a town in the desert looks up at stars on a clear night. And now, back here in San Rafael, here and now, where the timelessness of Rumi has left us ready for our second set here with Mr. Wright. You're listening to Thursday Night Mission. I am Beacon, here on world-famous Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. I've got a segment coming up next week, I believe, about the trains here in San Rafael and how it's part of San Rafael history, just as it's part of America's history. We have new news coming up at the train. Maybe you've heard some of the Smart Link news. And we've got old news from train history. So I'll be sharing that with you next week. I'm also expecting a guest, my friend Tom, the Big Gnar. So I'm looking forward to that. And in weeks coming up, I've also got some other friends from our local area and interviews and sharing some great stories about activism and being active here in San Rafael and other parts of California in the light of the golden sun with the sweet, salty smell of the Pacific.
Mm.
I can smell it now. That plus radio studio.
Mm-hmm.
So you've just tuned down Cecilia a little bit.
Yes, no longer in the standard classical E440. I am now down to a down-tuned D.
Is that what you'd refer to as drop D?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. Now, last week, not having a guest, I did a segment on a late friend of ours, both, Robert Page, and Rockin' Rob. I had some of his guitar work, the, what would you call them, bootleg recordings we had, some from the open mic.
Well bootleg actually implies that it was without the knowledge of said person.
Oh, I stand corrected. Robert knew he was being recorded the whole time, even if I stuck my boot in it.
Yeah. And it was... You know, it was kind of tough to get him to finally, like, sit down and record some of those masterpieces.
Certainly was. He was a bit camera shy, too. But we still have pieces of him that I was able to share last week.
Mr. Wright has pictures of the late and great, still great, Rockin' Rob and Rusty.
Nice, nice. Yeah. We'll be talking more about Rusty Fingers Jones, another Sidewalk Sideshow member who's no longer with us. Later on future shows. For now, let's listen to Mr. Wright play some more live music for us here in the studio. What are you going to play for us next?
Well, because you had done your first piece on Rockin' Rob, I figured that I would pull out of my hat the last thing that Rockin' Rob and I wrote together.
Oh, he dug deep, too. It's like a 10-gallon hat that he could barely get through the door. No.
Yes, and I carry a spittoon everywhere. No. I'm from the mountains.
His
not
hat
the
doubles as a spittoon.
Yeah.
That's not sweat coming down his brow.
Ooh. That's where I need my djembe.
Well, good. Well, I wrote some music with Rob as well, and you did. You did too. So let's hear what you. Let's hear what you've got. What's the name of this piece?
You know, I actually have titled this one "Rockin' Rob."
Nice.
So that every time I play this song, I'm memorializing, immortalizing one of my best friends. The song keeps going. Thank you.
Beautiful. What a great tribute to Rob.
Yeah, I felt, is this still hot?
Yeah.
This part, the... That was his riff. I started just jamming the... that's what he came up with is his part and kind of the main melody, because I'm just doing the rhythm. And I chose to open it with that whole beginning piece to kind of display of Rockin' Rob's very, very, very intricately artistic, just masterpiece type fingering of
he did have some great fingering,
yeah, all his fret work and his harmonics. That's why I did that harmonic piece, because I heard him do something kind of similar once.
So he's inspired you as well
a lot,
for sure.
All of my really heavy stuff that I've been coming out lately, it's been inspired actually a lot from you. Pirate Pete's Sonata, I wrote for me and you.
I think I've got a copy of that, or at least your project when you started working on it.
Yeah. You know, there's been a lot of inspiration along the way, and lately I have been really taking inspiration from my bandmates.
Myself as well. Well, you know, speaking of which, do you have any projects that are coming up that you're working on now or hoping to work towards?
Whew, okay. Well, let's see.
Music pieces, fine, but I mean, you know, any shows or anything that you're going to be doing in the near future?
Well, there's, of course, the personal one-on-one recording style DVD that I'm working on. Of just an acoustic and me singing to a camera.
Beautiful.
It's going to be called Private Sessions. Sounds like something I shouldn't be talking about on the radio.
I look forward to hearing it. I really do.
But then there's also stuff like B Green Productions. Give a shout out to David Vid Avatara, the Avatara himself. And all of them out in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, they're all out in there. They're those dubsteppers, and they've got some really, really kicking grooves.
Just goes to show the network of social connections that we have starts right here with you and me where we're sitting, and with any of you listeners at home. And it spreads out in a web that touches lives across the states, across the world. We're a global community now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're being broadcast live right now, available to anybody in the world to hear, here on World Class Dominican Radio, we call it, at radio.dominican.edu. Thanks for coming on here, Thursday Night Mission.
Oh, yeah.
With Beacon and Mr. Right here, giving you some good tunes and voice here to listen to. I think we've got time for another good song if you want to play.
Should I tune up and do the one you were asking?
Tune up if you like. You can tune up right here.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds just fine. And coming up next week, I'll be having some interviewing with my friend Thomas, who is also a good friend, what we in this part is called brother from another mother. He's been through a lot here in San Rafael, from the bottom to the top, to the bottom to the top. I'm going to see if I can get him to talk about some of his experiences coming up through the stratosphere from the deep, dark geology that is hard life on the street. We are all brothers and sisters here. All of us are people. Some of us have better fortune, some of us have worse fortune, and most of us just kind of have this roller coaster called life. So I'm going to have him come in, talk about his experiences. Maybe we'll listen to a little music. I won't have any live music next week unless I bring it in myself. So I'll see if I get any requests for that. For now, for the last part of the show, before I wrap up, we're going to listen to Mr. Wright play which song?
This one is called Sometimes Life.
And there you go, because sometimes it is.
And there's three dots in there because it's supposed to have that reference.
Thank you. So I hope you enjoyed the show. Don't look back, oh, I will have to go. But first I'll let you know that I think you're really need, and I think there's nothing quite as sweet as you. To me, and I want you now. I have to let you go. Sometimes that's life for me, you know. Sometimes that's just life.
Thank you. That's a gorgeous piece of music.
And Cecilia's still carrying that last note.
Wow. You, both of you, have great voices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I harmonize to her.
Well, I see it's the 10 o'clock hour.
Before we go, can I give a couple shout-outs?
Yeah, go ahead. You know, I'll go a couple minutes over here since we usually to get in after Avery here with Do It Live. I sometimes have to get in about 5 minutes into our set since we have a small studio here and just one setup. So who do you want to say hello to?
First and foremost, my brother from the same mother, Kane. If you're listening to me out in Vegas, love you, bro. All my people from back home up in the mountains in Placer County, Grass Valley area, all the way up towards Tahoe. Gotta love Chico. Got, of course, my friends out in Arizona, James, Nona, Vid, Michelle, the little Reiki girl, and then, of course, my folks, gotta love them. And, I'd like to give a shout out to the instructor of this course you're taking for doing a darn fine job.
Professor Stuart Horn.
Professor Stuart Horn, you have been shouted out by Mr. Wright, my brother.
Thank you so much for providing us this radio program.
Yes, thank you indeed.
I hear the stormy airwaves out there again.
Yes.
Looks like Thursday Night Mission's about to wind up. So before I set you on your way, before you sail out there into the chaos that is internet radio, I want to say thank you for listening to Thursday Night Mission. I am Beacon, your host and guide to the solid shores of the people, places, and programs here in San Rafael, California. I look forward to being here with all of you next week to bring you in out of the storm, into the shelter at radio.dominican.edu. Good night.
If I give you my number.